about his approach to playing up-tempo bluegrass, because that's something I've played with a couple of piano players in my career, and just a couple, mostly you.
You told me I was the only one.
And, you know, it's very rare to find somebody who can play really over fast bluegrass, and I think that that's something that intrigues bluegrass audiences in watching you. So, do you have any comments about that, John?
Well, the story all begins when I was in high school, and I had become a jazz fascist, and I decided that not only was jazz the only music of any value in the world, but I think I'd boil it down to two people. And then, fortunately, that all changed, and I discovered all kinds of music that I liked. But another big breakthrough was I was one of these jazz musicians who thought even playing blues was stupid. You're playing the same song over and over again. And I actually went on the road with Maria Muldaur. I give her credit for this. And she introduced me to what blues was all about. I suddenly got it, and the light bulb went on. And the connection to all this is, to me, trying to play in a sort of a bluegrass environment is a lot like playing blues. You can't make it more interesting by using your brain, not to say anything negative about bluegrass music. But I mean, but playing jazz, you can always make the harmony more sophisticated. And that doesn't work with blues, and it doesn't work with bluegrass. And also that all of this music, I think, grew out of blues. So in a way, if you approach them in a similar way, you have to play good phrases, and your time has to be really good. One of the other things that's really difficult is that this kind of thing, doubled notes, which is very natural on a string instrument or banjo, you roll, or you pick up, and you pick down, is really not on the piano. People with classical technique can do that with great ease, but I got better at doing that because one of the things that's characteristic of bluegrass playing is these pickers don't stop. They don't ever stop, and they don't miss either. So to be able to play single note lines on the piano at a fast tempo, keep them within the parameters, you know, like don't stretch too far outside, and not stop, and also not miss is really challenging. So I have a lot of friends that I play jazz with who probably would look down their noses at anything even remotely bluegrass related, and I always dare them to try it.
So now that you've said about not missing.
Yeah. So let me show you what missing sounds like.
So here's an example of bluegrass piano.
Of course, usually there's a bass player and a drummer helping, so.
And he's gone, so.